This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What's up, my babies, and welcome to another episode of Congratulations. Crazy, 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 crazy. Hi, guys, and we are off, and we are off. And whether you're listening on Patreon or YouTube, we appreciate you. If you're on YouTube, thank you for the support, and if you're on Patreon, double thank you. That's patreon.com/chrisdalia, and the thing is, the episode is longer. It's, you get the rest of the episodes, and you get an extra episode a month. But if not, dude, just fucking buckle up, and this is another episode of Congratulations. And I'm in it, dude. I got the fucking best merch that we've ever made over here at the Log Cabin. Make friends in the comments. This has got a nice design. It's embroidered here on my left chest right there, and and it's good, man. We got it on, we got a tan short sleeve, and I actually got them here, dude, and we got it, this is like QVC, and we got a long pink sleeve. Make friends in the comments here, and Phil, can you tell us me the, this is the hoodie, it's mint green, look at that, I could practically taste it. I can practically taste it, but it's mint green. Make friends in the comments, just ready for fall or winter, really. Well, fall or winter, you know, and you can stack them. You know, I almost posted one, and my friend was like, no, you got to post all three all together. And I said, why? She said, because it's a vibe. Because it's a vibe altogether. So make friends in the comments. We have the we have the link down on the YouTube down there. So, and go ahead and make friends in those comments. Oh, he died. That there's always like somebody in the QVC that fucking, oh, he fell off a ladder. Okay, well, he's dead. So let's go. Let's move on to ceramic angels. We've got plenty of them. We've got plenty of ceramic angels. Oop, another guy got stabbed by the angel wing. Okay, let's bring in. Let's bring in. All good, dude. Tried to go trim my beard because I trim my beard. I don't line it up. I'm not fucking, you know what I mean? I don't really give a shit. I'm not like an Armenian guy. I'm not a black guy. I'm not one of those white guys like John B. I don't line shit up. I let it grow and I take it down. I let it grow and I take it down. That's what I do. And I let it grow and I was going to take it down. And I went upstairs to my bathroom when Ivan gets rid of and Juan Fire got here to go trim out that fucking old beard. And I dropped it. Yeah, dude. I dropped the fucking shaver and it broke. Is it all good? Yes, it is all good. But my beard's long, so you get the fucking grizzled look. You get the grizzly look, dude. And now here come the comments. Wow, Chris is looking gray and how. But it's because I didn't trim my beard. I didn't do it. And I don't dye shit, dude. If I'm dying, I'm lying. So I'm not doing that, okay? So what I'm doing is letting the beard grow, dude. I'm 41 and I'm a tall drink of water and the beard's going to be long as shit too, you know? So that's what happened. So I didn't get to fucking trim it. I really wanted to trim it. And yeah, it's itchy. Is it itchy? And have I had a headache for 4 days? Yes, dude. So is shit uncomfortable? Yes. But is it okay? You know, it's fine. Are we going to get through it? Yes. But it's all fine. My lips are chapped in places they've never been chapped, but it's fine, dude. You got to keep going. You got to let life fucking hop in and take it for a ride. Man, we love it. You saw me wearing a fucking cowboy hat the last episode, dude. You know what I mean? So of course my lips are chapped. But yeah, I'm chilling, dude. The past week has been okay. It's been good. You know, stuff still kind of feels like it's not really popping yet because the pandemic is still, we're still doing it, you know, like, and it's really annoying. You know, I feel like the whole thing just, like I went to go, I was going to my therapy and I was early. So I was kind of hungry. So I pulled over to go to California Chicken Cafe is what it is. Now, everyone says they love it. Everyone says they love it here in LA. Oh, you know what we could get? It's that place you always forget about. It's that place where it's like, oh, you know what we could get? California Chicken Cafe. And everyone goes like, ooh, okay, I'll have that. And it's not just that it's user-friendly. It's that it's the thing. It's the dark horse. People think it's the dark horse, right? Like, they'll be like, oh, let's go to that sandwich place, or let's get that fucking thing, tender greens. Let's go to that place that has the, ooh, nice, you know, tofu or whatever the fuck in LA. But then somebody is like, nah, I don't know. And then somebody mentions California Chicken Cafe. It's not everywhere, but it is in LA. And people go, now that's kind of the dark horse. I will get the California Chicken Cafe thing. And what can you get there? You know, they like to be fucking raw. So they'll be like, yo, you can get the fucking half rotisserie chicken. Here we go. We just literally give it to you. We give you the shit. You want sauces? That's a different story. Right? But nobody fucking, only a lunatic would just like literally get a rotisserie chicken with no sides. You know, like you're some fucking king at the long end of a table, just, right, eating the leg of it. So I don't do that. So I always get the chicken wrap, which is just kind of like my move, you know, and it's bad.
Aw.
It's bad, but I keep getting it, but it's bad. And I pride myself on always ordering the right thing. I do. I do always, like, except for the nothing's worse than the guy. You go to a restaurant with a guy and they just get the wrong fucking thing, right? Like at Denny's, you go and you just get like either like a turkey club or a scramble or like the moon's over my hammy. Don't like saying it, but that's what it is, right? But I was at Denny's and like somebody got fish once and you're just like, oh, you don't get it, dude. You don't get it. Fish at Denny's? Oh, dude, why don't you just drive straight to the hospital instead? Why don't you just sit on the toilet while you're scarfing it down? Because that's where it's going immediately next. It's going to be like your fucking mouth is the upper end of your fucking asshole because you're just going to swallow it and fucking poof. Scarf it down. Every time I say scarf, which is not that often, I think of when I was a kid and my brother had a friend and my brother was eating lunch when he was a kid and I guess he wasn't eating it too quickly. My brother takes a long time to eat, for real. And his friend said, Matt, why aren't you scarfing down? And I always think of that, dude. And over the years it became, why rent you scarfing down? Why rent you scarfing down? Anyway, dude, I went to California Chicken Cafe, got out of my car. They go, whoa, 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 what are you doing? And I thought, well, what? This is life. This is life. What do you mean, what am I doing? When somebody's just doing something normal, you don't say, what are you doing, right? If you're just standing, you don't say, hey, what are you doing? Unless you're trespassing in someone's backyard. But I wasn't. I checked the thing under my feet, and it was a public sidewalk. And I looked up and I was outside California Chicken Cafe. And they said, what are you doing? And I said, what? And they said, well, what are you doing? And I said, I'm trying to order. And they said, are you here to pick up? I said, no. And they said, get in your car. And I didn't understand. And I said, what's going on? And they said, well, here in the pandemic and the thing, and we're just because of COVID, we have more rules. And then I look behind me and there's a whole fucking slot of cars, like just lined the fuck up on a street. It's not like when you're at a fucking Burger King and it's rolling around the intercom and shit, and you go through the parking lot and twists and turns like you're in a street from San Francisco. This shit was a normal street. It was like Lincoln Boulevard all the way in Venice. And cars were just pulling over. There was no drive-thru. There were like two workers outside of the California Chicken Cafe with masks on and an iPad and like a podium. It looked like they were about to give a speech that mattered. And so I said, oh, get in the car. They said, yeah, you can just get in the car and use this QRVC. What's the QRC? Q fucking code that everyone just, you know, they've been around forever, but now because of the pandemic, you just take the picture of it and the menu pops up on the phone, right? So annoying. So I'm at the, like, go and order and then scream out from the car. And I'm like, okay, all right, fine. So now I'm like, well, I just want a chicken wrap. And they're like, well, in the car, I get in the car. Yeah, chicken wrap. Okay. How long is it going to take? And they say, oh, it's going to take like 15 minutes. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll just chill in my car. And then the lady just walked right out immediately and gave me the chicken wrap. What's going on, dude? First of all, we're outside. We're outside. We're outside. We're outside. We're outside. We're outside. You're not going to get COVID outside when you're just standing around not touching anyone because you're outside, dude. The germs die after they jump out of your mouth. They're not all just like, who else? They don't do that, dude. They try, but they don't make it outside because they're germs, dude, right? The wind takes the germs. The germs are like this, and the wind comes in, and the germs are like, fuck it. Oh, and they die, dude, because you're outside. They're up in the heavens. Literally, they get scooped up into the clouds. Because germs, it's not, dude, if you throw a fucking Kleenex at somebody outside, that Kleenex, hey, what the fuck, trying to get to the person, but they can't because it's outside. And the Kleenex barely weighs anything. Do you know how much a germ weighs? Way less than a Kleenex. It's like 1/100th of a Kleenex. So we're outside. So it's fine because we're outside. Okay? But also, you got masks on. You got masks on, workers. So me getting in the car, that's literally like me being in outer space. That's what's... Nobody's getting the... You got masks on and we're outside. So I got to get in the car and scream out, yeah, a chicken wrap, that's fucking 4 out of 10. Can you put how much? And I'm like, well, I kind of want extra mayonnaise, but I don't want to make it. I mean, like, can you put mac? So I don't say it. And then I get it. It's dry as shit, dude. I got the Sahara in my fucking mouth. And always spilling out too, dude. They don't make it right. They don't wrap it right. It spills. You take one bite, spills out. I'm done, dude. I'm done. That's it. I'm done. If you make a thing where I bite one time and it splurts out the back, I'm done, dude. Looks like the fucking back of your wrap busted a nut. I'm out. Oh, let me bite. Oh, shit. I must just bit into someone's asshole and that must be their kink because on the other side of that, they busted a nut. But we're outside, dude. I saw a guy walking by his lonely while I was driving by. He had a mask on, walking by his lonely. You giving COVID to yourself. Just take it off. Live a little bit, dude. Everyone fucking walking in outside of places, taking their masks off and looking like they're fucking, like they just woke up sleeping on a waffle iron. Dude. And I'm not political. I don't give a shit. And by the way, I got the shot. I got the vaccine. Call me a sheep if you want. It's not even a fucking, it's just like a dude. It's not gonna, it's fine, dude. It's fine. And then you go inside and you get the guys who are talking close to you extra because they want you to know that they don't believe that COVID. And you're just like, dude, just can you back up just in case? Yeah. But anyway. So California, so chicken, California chicken calf. What the fuck? I don't remember what it's called. But anyway, it looks nice and it has some good stuff. And the fucking broccoli, the pasta with the broccoli in it is banging, dude. It's so banging. But it's like, dude, don't get the fucking chicken wrap, man. They don't put the ratios. You know what it is? The ratios aren't right. The ratios ain't right, dude. And when I go and I eat food, the ratios got to be goddamn right. And I'm good at ordering, too. I'm like one of the best orderers around. I swear to God, too. All my friends know it. We go to eat and they're like, what are you going to get, Chris? And I'm like, well, let me look at the menu. Oh, the chicken sandwich because it comes with fucking avocado and mayonnaise and it's got crispy bacon on it. Oh, shit. Well, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to get this. They get it and then they watch me eat it like they're fucking Oliver Twist. And I'm like, well, you should have ordered right, dude. I don't know what you're doing sitting there with the whitefish. Right? So if you know that I'm like a number one orderer and I come and I get the shit and then the ratios are all off and the shit's fucking coming out the backside, then dude, what are we talking about here? I'm the fucking Steven Spielberg of ordering and it's like fucking, I got to sit there and watch Biodome? So that happened. These places just don't know what to do during COVID. And I don't want to talk about COVID, but I went to Phil's Coffee too, which by the way, let me tell you right now, the Phil's Coffee, Phil's with a Z, don't like it. Coffee, it's good. The Phil's Coffee is good, dude. Phil's Coffee is fucking good. It's really good. I drink it and I go like this. Now that's what coffee should be like. But why don't I go there a lot? Well, let's backtrack. Let's think about it. Let's go to the past episodes of Congratulations when I've talked about coffee. What do I like about coffee? I like iced Americanos. What's that? Keyword iced. I drink a lot of iced coffee. Well, what do you do with an iced coffee? Well, you pour it in a cup. Well, what kind of cup? A plastic one? Yeah. Is it see-through? Mm-hmm. Well, Phil's, what's going on with that brown cup? I got a question for you. What's going on with that brown cup? You put wet cold liquid in a brown recyclable cup. What happens to that cup? It becomes a fucking sponge. And it fucking gets all, you know what I mean? Get out of here, dude. If I can't see it, if it's iced and I can't see it, it's no. And then you give me what, a paper straw? Fuck turtles. A paper straw in that cup? No, I'm not doing it. But your coffee's banging, so I hope you figure it out. And God forbid you give me a dome lid, dude. Why don't you just fucking poke my anus? A dome lid? And there's no whipped cream around? Whatever. I don't want to, but the thing is, so I ordered it and they don't have it. And I said, hey, can I get four shots over ice? They said, we don't have an espresso machine. And it's like, okay, you're a coffee place. And they said, I said, do you have cold brew? And they said, we have cold brew. I said, good, I get cold brew. And they gave me the fucking brown recyclable cup. I don't even know if it was recyclable or not, but it was a brown cup. Dude, and I'm there drinking coffee and I'm trying to make the best of it. And this guy it's actually an adventure. This guy comes in and he was like, hey man, is that your car? Oh dude, this is actually hilarious. He came in, he's like, hey man, is that your car out in the back? And I go, great, someone hit it. Don't do that. He just comes in and says, hey, is that your car out in the back? And I go, oh yeah, did someone hit it? And he said, oh no, I love it. I love it. And my friend is in the market to try and buy one. Would you ever wonder about selling it? And I was like, well, I don't know, man. You know, I don't know. He's like, well, I love cars and this and that. And then he starts talking about, you know, do you mind if I ask you what I do? And I say, oh, I'm a comedian. He said, oh, really? Oh, I love comedy. I said, yeah. And he said, yeah. Mitch Hedberg is my favorite. I was like, Mitch Hedberg was a great comedian. And he said, uh-huh, it's great. And he started talking about Joe Rogan. And that's fine because everybody talks about Joe Rogan every freaking single second of every day. Right? Ever since 2 years ago, everyone's talked about Joe Rogan every single second of every day of all time. And that's fine, but he's mentioning Joe Rogan. I'm like, very cool, very cool. That's awesome. And then he starts talking about, he says, you know who one of my favorite comedians are that I wish was more well-known? And I said, who? He said, Brian Callahan. And I said, huh? And he said, Brian Callahan. And I said, do you mean Brian Callen? And he said, yup. And I said, oh yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, he's great. And he said, yeah. Do you know him? And I said, yeah, I know him very, very well. He said, really? I said, yep. He said, well, you know what you should do? Do you know who Brendan Schaub is? And I said, yeah. And he said, you should go on Fighter and the Kid. And I was like, hey, man, are you fucking mental? How do you know who they are? And don't know who I am. He said, you should ask Brendan for tickets to the next UFC. Hold up. Let me end myself. How the fuck do you know who Brian Callen is and you don't know who I am? Dude, D'Elia, wake up call. Straight up fucking. What was I gonna say? God damn it. I don't know. We're moving down. And I was like, yeah, okay. Oh, okay. I was like, thought he was fucking with me. Do fighter and the kid, dude. I was guest of the year fucking twice in a row the first time it was fixed. We're moving up. Brian Callahan? Ah, so sad. Dude. So anyway, dude, I was like, this guy just came in all fucking sorts of crazy shit. I don't know, man. But yeah, so anyway, fucking that happened and I'm sitting there with a paper straw trying to fucking keep it erect and shit, but it's all like bucking around and squeezing my fucking Nerf coffee drink. And I'm just like, no, oh yeah, well, yeah, no, I've done it before. I just, oh fuck, dude. And so anyway, so that happened. And then fucking between that and the California chicken cafe, it's like, just figure it out, dude. Just figure it out. This is the shit I talk about now, though. Dude, because Kristen was like, when we went to fucking St. Louis, she heard the podcast And she was like, dude, that was great. She's like, it's awesome when like you go and you do shit and you, and then you talk about shit on the podcast. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. You know, I haven't been on the road. I'm just chilling. So now I'm talking about driving to fucking Chicken Pizza Cafe or whatever the fuck it's, dude, I don't know. If you have a place called California Pizza Kitchen, don't have a place called California Chicken Cafe, dude. But I was fucking out one night. I did a spot. This was last week. I did a spot and I came home late. And I came home late and I was coming home. She was like, I was texting Kristen and I was like, I'll be home in a little bit. It was like one. And she was like, dude, this is so funny. She was like, yeah. she was like, I was like, is everything cool? Because she was like texting me like K and yes and fine. And like, this is very unlike her, you know? And I was like, is everything cool or what? And she was like, well, she was like, yeah, I'm trying not to text because, okay, I'm going to come clean. I'm going to let you know right now. Calvin's in the bed with me. And I was like, oh, son of a bitch. She was trying so hard to do it. She tried to talk me into it so much. Can we take Calvin out of the crib and fucking sleep with him in the bed in between us? And I would always say no. And the fucking second I'm home late, she goes in, scoops him up, comes in. And she's like, and we have a perfect little angel boy. He didn't even wake up. And I went, wow. But now guess what? Your boy has to get ready like he's fucking Ace Ventura looking for the fucking dolphin in the movie, right? I got to be really, really secretive when I come home. And I got to undress downstairs, come up naked with my fucking boxers on, and then just, you know, already take my contacts out on the stairs up, sneak into the door without the fucking dogs making any noise, and not wake Calvin up, sneak into bed and just be like, good night. And then sleep well with a toddler next to me and not worry about bumping him. Okay? So there's a lot of shit going on. I was like, this motherfucker, but it's cute. She tried to pull a fast one on me, and she did, and it's fun, and it's cute. And you know me, I'm Johnny Rolls with the punches at this point, man. I've been to so much therapy, I barely get mad. I get mad daily. But I'm Johnny Rolls with the punches. But I still get mad. Johnny still gets mad, but also Johnny Rolls with the punches, right? So I'm rolling with punches, but also still kind of feeling my anger. So I'm like, all right, cool, cool, cool. I take my phone dimness down, right? Because I don't even want shit brighten it up. I got motherfuckers that text all hours of the night because I'm friends with comedians, you know? I'll get a text at 3 o'clock, like it's fucking 2:30 p.m. And like, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? By one of my comedian friends. Hey, dude, they'll just ask me some sort of thing. You ever see the fucking episode of this when that happened at fucking 3:30 a.m.? Why? Because friends with comics, right? That's some shit you text at noon or five after work. But so I get in my in the house and this is so fucking funny. I get in the house. And I show up into the room, and I know Calvin and Kristen are in the room, and I already have my contacts out. I can barely see. I'm like trying to fucking, you know, I open the door really. She's like, I'm going to get Chenz, because Chenz is always the motherfucker, right? She's like, I'm going to hold Chenz. Just come in and let me know. And so I fucking walk in. I don't hear Chenz, and I hear Cooper like guard dogging it up all of a sudden. The fucking dog never guarded shit, and now all of a sudden he's guard dogging it up, roar, roar, and I hear Cal going, and I'm like, fuck, we're fucked, congratulations, we're fucked, yay, we're fucked. We've been straight up living a beautiful life with this child, just sleeping 13 hours a night from 8 p.m. to 9 a.m., and this is going to start where it's fucked, right? Right in the terrible twos. This is when the terrible twos are literally going to start. I thought Cooper was just going to bark the terrible twos into him. And Calvin just goes, meh, meh, meh. So I get into bed, and I get into bed, and Calvin does this thing when he's tired but can't sleep, where he's just like sucking his thumb, and then all of a sudden he'll post up and just sit up, and then he'll go back down. And then he'll just post up, sit up, and then go back down. And sometimes he does it until he falls asleep in the crib, and it only lasts like 10 minutes. So I'm doing that, and he's doing it. So he's doing that this time, but he's doing it for over an hour. And Kristen and I, you know, my heat level's rising, right? But also Johnny rolls with the punches, you know? So my heat level's rising, but I can't be like, look what you fucking did. Because then Calvin will be like, are mama and dad fighting? What's going on? Is it time to wake up? So I'm like keeping it cool, right? But it's also kind of funny because Calvin's in the middle of the fucking bed. We've never done this before. And he's in his sleep sack and shit. And he bonked his head once. Like, it was just all cute. So I feel a movement. I turn around. I'm like, maybe my face is distracting him or something. I turn around and I give him my back. And then I feel something. And then I feel nothing for a while. And I'm like, what is he doing? You know, he's been too still for a while. And I look over slowly and dude is just sitting up, looking right at me, just sitting up, looking at me. Like if I didn't know my own son, I would have thought he was possessed, but he's just sitting, looking at me. And I roll over to him. So now my chest is facing him and he takes his fucking elbow, leans on my chest like this. And I swear to God, it's really dark, but I swear he's holding his own hand. It's like he's looking at me like he owns an advertisement firm. And his elbow's on me and it looks like he's about to say, hey, how you doing? So he's doing that and I'm just sitting there while his elbow is on me, right? And he's just looking at me. We're both making eye contact for many seconds, dude. Just not blinking, making eye contact. Nobody says anything. And he's just staring on me, lounging, just looking right at me like he's about to say, hey, how you doing? And I just wait. I'm like, how's this going to play out? Seconds, many seconds go by. And then he releases his hand from his other hand. And then he just takes his finger, goes like this onto me. And this is what he does. Takes his finger, goes like this. Touching right inside my eye. Okay. It's not hard, but he's just touching right inside my eye. My eyes closed. My other one's open, but he's pressing my eyelid, right? He does that for about 4 or 5 seconds. And then he says, just like this, he says, eyeball. Dude, it was fucking, he just is lounging on me, pokes my eyeball and goes, eyeball. I laughed so fucking hard. Then he started laughing and then it was it. That was it. He was awake for another and Krista would just be like, just give me 5 more minutes. Just give me five more minutes. And now ever since that night, he sees eyeball, eyeball. If somebody's fucking, if a cartoon comes on with big eyes, eyeball, eyeball, eyeball. I ask him where his eyeballs are. He'll just start blinking, just poking people's eyes. Eyeball. Dude, it was so cute, dude. And then we had to put him back in the crib because like he was like, he bonked his head once. And I was like, no, don't bonk your head. And then he just got up and just started bonking his head against the headboard. He did it 4 times, laughing hard as shit, laughing hard and bonking hard. So I'm like, this kid's going to get brain damage and shit. We got to put him in the crib. And so she did. She's like, you want to do it? I was like, fuck that. You took him out. You do it. And she was like, okay. And then she did. And then he went to sleep. And then the next day he woke up and everything was great. The terrible dudes didn't even start. So it's all good. It's all good. We've been watching Love on the Spectrum, dude. I love these dudes on Love on the Spectrum. I love these chicks on Love on the Spectrum. They're all so sweet, dude. The guy's back. The guy is back. It's about people who have autism and dating. And, you know, at first you're like, are they going to be making fun of him? Because that's fucked up. But they don't, dude. These people are just lovely. And the guy, Mike, the main guy in it, is just like, dude, he makes so many Thomas the Tank Engine faces that it's so fucking cute. Like some girl will be like, I don't have a TV. And he'll be like, you know, ooh, that sucks. And, but it's so fucking cute. And I think that they're finding love. And I love that, dude. Everybody just wants love, you know? I wonder, like some people just are fucking alone their whole life. That's crazy, right? Like I have friends that are just like 60 that just never did that. And they're just chilling. And some of these dudes with autism and these chicks with autisms are meeting up and falling in love with each other. And that's beautiful. They want love so bad. It's so interesting how much they talk about like, I would love, there's the one guy that's just like, I would love to have a girlfriend. I want a girlfriend so bad. Like the mom's like, what do you think about like, what do you think she'll be like? And he said, maybe she'll be a lovely lady. And I'm just like, God damn, you know, we're doing it all wrong. I mean, not me because I have a fucking great fiance and shit and a beautiful son, but like, you know, I did it wrong for a while, but people do it wrong, man. You get caught up in all the, what do I want? What do I need? When you don't see it, when it's right there in your fucking face, dude. And all you need is a beautiful, lovely lady. These dudes are showing up bringing flowers and shit to the girl. I have a gift for you. Here's flowers with a picnic basket. You ever show up for a fucking date with a picnic basket? Dude, not me. I've never even been to a park. I've been to a park, but it's just like, you know, sandwiches and shit. Just such beautiful, like, connections with these people. Would you like more? Yes, I would. Great. That sounds amazing. Like, just awesome fucking love, you know? So Love on the Spectrum, that's out, and that's a season two. The thing I love about Love on the Spectrum, should have fucking said this earlier, is they're so specific. Like, the thing that's ruining everything is nothing is specific anymore. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to do this with comedy. Like, people were talking to me. I saw this very funny sketch on TikTok the other day, and it was comedy, but it was really, like, off color. And people in the comments were like, fuck that, that's not funny, this is shitty, this is terrible. And it's like, I was thinking about, like, there's no way that this would ever be on something like Comedy Central or TBS or fucking Fox or whatever the fuck. It would just never be on ABC, it would never be anywhere. And it really... and they kept taking it down off of TikTok. So people were like, comedy doesn't exist anymore. Like, other people were saying, like, fuck this, it's funny. Comedy doesn't even exist anymore. And it does exist. It's just harder to find. It's on the internet, right? There are people out there that are really doing comedy, but it's harder to find. You know, it's not on Comedy Central because they're fucking owned by Viacom. And Viacom is like, well, let's not mention anything that's off color. Okay, and I get that. And that doesn't mean it can't be funny. There's funny shit on Comedy Central, but there's a lot of stuff that falls through the cracks that is funny because it's offensive and they won't put it on whereas 20 years ago, they would have. Look at the Dave Chappelle show. Look at that kind of shit. Look at In Living Color. Look at all the other shows that have been on that were fucking hilarious that would just never be on the fucking show, never be on TV anymore. But comedy does exist and it's in the depths of the internet. And sometimes it gets kicked off of shit like TikTok, Instagram, or whatever the fuck because there's too much. YouTube seems to still have it. Thank you, your boy. But it's there somewhere. It's not only relegated to like 8chan or the dark web yet. It's not. It might be, but it's not. It exists. But my point is, that shit is specific. And I love specific shit. And I love when shit is specific. Because I was talking about this with Kristen. She loves Target. And she's like, why do you hate Target so much? And I said, because you can go there and just get lost. You don't go there for a specific thing. I said, why do you go to Target? She's like, well, I go and I fucking look. I go to a different thing. I shop around. No, that's it. I don't want to go there. I want to go for a thing, right? Radio Shack, that existed. You would go for a VCR. Noah's Bagels. I know what I'm getting, right? Starbucks used to be specific. Now it's McDonald's. They've got an Egg McMuffin. They've got different drinks. You can get fucking snacks. You can get sandwiches. No, I want to go to a place that bangs out the motherfucking coffee. That's what I want. Don't give me other extra shit. I get it. You do it because you want your pockets all lumped up. I get it, CEO. But when you're not specific, you're failing at all of the things. It's like a jack of all trades, master of none. You go to Target, you go to Walgreens, you go to Walmart, you go to all these places. But what are the shit? The bodega shops, the mom and pop shops, right? Boot barn. You go, you get boots. Pretty soon you're going to go to a fucking boot barn and they're going to be like, oh, by the way, how did you want your sandwich? And you're like, what's going on? And they're like, well, we just sell everything because it's fucking largely profitable. Everything is becoming the same thing. Instagram is becoming TikTok. TikTok's becoming Snapchat. I mean, dude, they got fucking Instagram is literally Facebook now. Everything is becoming the same thing. There's nothing to distinguish other shit from other shit. As a matter of fact, black people, white people, Asians, they're all the shit. They're all the shit. They're all the shit. Everyone's fucking and they're all going to be mixed race. Everything's becoming the same thing. Everything is becoming the same fucking thing. Pretty soon, we're going to have only mixed race people shopping at every place and every place is going to be McDonald's. That's what it's going to be. And there's nothing we can do to fight that. There will still be those outsiders, those outliers rather, that are just searching for that fucking real comedy, that one guy behind a microphone screaming about some shit that either used to be or that he's trying to hold on to, this thought that he's trying to hold on to. But we're just fucking doomed, dude. That's it. There's a fucking a place that sells umami burger. They sell fucking sushi and burgers, dude. They sell sushi and burgers. Pick one and knock it out the park. Guess what? If you sell sushi and burgers, guess what are two things that suck in your restaurant? Correct. You got it right. I don't even have to say it. The Chinese started with their fucking Chinese food and donuts, dude. In La Cañada, when I was coming up on the fucking mean streets of La Cañada, dude, I'd drive by every day. I'd see Chinese food and donuts. And I would think, wow, who the fuck would go there? Guess what? Everybody. And now every place is the same. Dude, you can buy meatballs at IKEA. Case in point. It's all the same thing, dude. When there wasn't the internet, and I'm not fucking being the guy that's like, I wish we were going back to old times. I don't even wish that. It's happening the way it's going to happen. I'm not the guy. Look, I do want to get a log cabin eventually with my cult and just grow and build out there. But it's not like we're not going to have iPhones. It's not like we're going to pop into a fucking Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. There's one going to be right next door that we built as well. But it's true, man. Everything's becoming the same thing, dude. When I go to the mall, I go to the mall because I'm going to a specific store in the mall. I don't go to the mall, right? That's it. You know? It's happening with video games, too. It's happening with everything, man. I've been on Twitch a lot, you know, Flex Avenue, follow me there. But we have fun, man. I'm on Red Dead Redemption. I like that game. It's real specific. But it's also just like every other open world game. You know, you're out there in fucking open world. You're just wandering around. This is just real life. Basically, now, not only is fucking life going to be, everything in life going to be like everything, but now everything in video games in the virtual world is going to be like real life. Everything is the fucking same. Real comedy's out there. I don't like that. I don't like it. Oh, you kids, this whole thing of like, oh, you can't say this anymore. You can't say that anymore. Oh, fucking, that's not funny anymore. You can say whatever you want. There's just enough people out there that are going to be so annoying to you about how you shouldn't say it because they're people with voices too. Honestly, just fuck everyone. Everyone just shut up. Everyone who has an opinion, stop it. Just stop it. You don't need to. Right? Do you have to fucking sound off about everything? I guess you do. I guess you do. I guess you fucking do, man. You know? I don't know. People take it so seriously. That's what it is, you know? Like, I was bitching and moaning about the fucking St. Louis hotel, and I was like, nobody go there. But I was just joking. I don't care. Fucking go if you want. It's got an aquarium, you know? You can pet the stingrays. Calvin did it. And people are like, oh, he's trying to fucking call out the thing. It's like, bro, dude, shut the fuck. Now this guy's on me. Nobody can do anything. That's why I just shut it down. Dude, I don't even fucking have some of the social media outlets anymore because I just don't want to fucking look. I almost looked at fucking Twitter the other day just for shits and giggles. I wanted to see what was trending. And I just guessed. And I was probably right, dude. I was probably right. You know, it was probably fucking something Joe Rogan said. Something that fucking, something about Gabby Petito. And then it was probably something else. Somebody else got arrested or something. That's all. That's all it was. And then something that was, it was probably whatever day it was. National fucking Computer Day or whatever the hell it was. I'm done, dude. I used to not understand why people would want to unplug because it took us so many years to build this shit. But bro, I get it now, man. I get it now. You just want to unplug sometimes. Everyone's addicted to their phones and I am too. We're at the point where we're trying to guess at what he means always. Like sometimes we can hear it, like what he's saying and like make it out. Truck and shark. Those don't sound alike. But to him, truck is tuck and shark is tuck. There's a difference there, okay? I can tell because I'm his dad. And by the way, you wouldn't even be able to tell if he was just like, tuck,
and there were no trucks around and you didn't know him because you'd be like, I don't know what he's saying. But I do. It's truck because he sees a truck usually and I'll go, tuck, right? But today, but he also hears words that are not just by me or Kristen. They'll be like on TV or something like that. And his mom uses the fucking Apple TV. Kristen uses the Apple TV thing to be like, search holiday decor. She'll do it like that, you know, and then it'll come up and she'll just click on it. And I don't know what she said the other day, but he heard something on TV and he was going, Goku, Goku, Goku. And he was fucking, he had the thing and Kristen was in her fucking Zoom class in the other room, and he was just like, Goku, 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 with the fucking Apple remote, just Goku, screaming in the Apple remote. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what you're saying. And he's like, Goku, and he's just screaming, crying, Goku, like to me. And I fucking pop my head, and I'm like, babe, what the fuck does Goku mean? And she's like, what? And I said, what does Goku mean? Did you show him something about Goku? And she's like, I don't have a clue. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck he's saying. He's just screaming, crying about Goku. He's like, well, can you get him to stop? I'm like, in the middle of school and it's really distracting. And I'm like, well, did you fucking show him Goku or not? And she's like, no. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, I don't know what he's saying. And then when she got out of the room, we were like, oh, fuck. I think he means Coco. Coco Melon. He's watching this fucking creepy ass show, Coco Melon. We're like, the kid will like, it's like so creepy. I think it's on Netflix. But it's always like fucking, I am the kid and you are the stupid, dumb parent. And the kid's just like grabbing mustard and he takes the mustard and the dad's like, I'll do it, son. And they'll grab the mustard and it'll just go fucking and squeeze all over the dad's chest. And the dad's like, oops, I can't handle the mustard. And the kids and the mom's like, daddy can't handle the mustard. Because the dad's always the dumbest one in the family. Because if not, then your fucking show's problematic, right? In 2021, even kids, like you got to teach, like every commercial, the dad's like, well, I don't know what I'm doing. And then he shits on the fucking linoleum floor. And the mom's like, use Glad. And the kid's like, dad, well, I can't have my friends over tonight, I guess. Why? And he's just like, why? Just with two missing teeth. And the kid's like, because you shit all over the linoleum floor. Glad. We're tougher on if you have to take out the trash, we're tougher now. Every fucking commercial, the dad will come in.
Hey guys, how do you make it? How do you make life work?
And they're like, you need to be on a diet, you fat fuck.
All right, what did I do?
Slim fast. Give us 1 week if you're not a man, and if you're a dad, it'll take you 9 months because you're fucking dumb. Slim fast.
Hello.
Pretty soon there's just going to be a commercial, and it's just going to be a fucking dad, a fat fuck dad, and he's just going to be pissing and shitting in like a fucking museum, and someone's going to be like, hey, and they're going to arrest him, and it's going to be like, tied. Tougher on stains.
Sorry.
Oh, man. Nothing's for dads, dude. Dads are just dumb as fuck. It's so hot right now to make fun of dads. I got a fucking son. I'm a dad. I guess I'm dumb as fuck, too, though. Fuck it. You know, I don't know where shit is. I ask Kristen where things are all the time. She tells me, and then I ask again. I guess, whatever, dude. Whatever. Is it relatable? I don't know, man. I don't even give a shit. I don't know, man. Like, I did a joke. Like, I was going into the shower, and Kristen was in the bathroom watching me. Or we were just having a conversation. Sounds creepy. But we were having a conversation, and she was, and I was, like, walking in the bathroom, and walking into the shower. And I was like, hey, could you get me some soap? And she's like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, what? And she was like, you weren't even in the shower yet. And you asked for soap because you ran out. Why don't you get the soap first before you go into the shower? I was like, I don't know. I was already on my way in. And I started laughing. And she started laughing. And I was like, well, I don't even know where the soap is. And she's like, yes, you fucking do. And I was like, no, I don't. She was like, where do you think it is? And I looked under my sink. And sure enough, the fucking soap was right there. But like, that's where I am. That's the level of person I am. I think I don't know where it is. And also, I'm on my way already. So can you grab it? That's the kind of guy I am. And I think that that's just dad shit. You know? And I was like, well, babe, I don't know, man. I knew you knew where it was. And like, I just didn't know where it was. And I figured you were in the bathroom. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. Oh, and then I was like, and then babe, you got, dude, she does this thing where she just uses my toothbrush, dude. She just uses it. I've got the pink and purple fucking toothbrush. I've told her. The problem is, dude, she'll be like, hey, which toothbrush is yours? And I'll be like, the pink and purple one, so don't use it. She'll have a blue one, right? And they're both cold colors, but whatever, it doesn't matter. I got the pink and purple one. She's got the blue one, so she's using the blue one, and I'm using the pink and purple one. Every time, I'm using the pink and purple one. And then in like 3 days, she'll come home with a new toothbrush, and it'll be like fucking purple and orange. And I'm like, it's too close! So she'll get rid of her fucking blue one, and now there's a purple and orange one and a purple and pink one. And sure as shit, the next week I look, and the toothbrushes are switched places, and I'm second guessing myself. I'm like, is mine the orange one or not? I feel them, and then the orange one, I was like, it feels a little wet. She got up before I did. Maybe she used the orange one. I'll use the pink one. And I don't even remember that the pink one was mine originally in the first place. So I said, sweetheart, you got to stop using my toothbrush. And she's like, well, babe, I don't know which one it is. You always get a new toothbrush. And I said, I'm always getting a new toothbrush because you always end up using all of them. I'm trying to, she's like, why does it matter? And I was like, it just does, dude. And she's like, we both drink out of the same stuff. We kiss. What the fuck? What's it matter? I was like, I know. It's just gross to me for some reason. I know we're basically the same person, but it's just gross. Don't use my toothbrush. And she was like, well, you know, why? It's not important. And I said, it's important to me. And she said, of course. She did the thing that she, of course she's going to do, which I knew it was coming. It was locked and loaded. But she said, well, why are the things that are important to me? You don't do like keeping the house tidy. I said, keeping the house tidy is fucking hard. And that was my point. But switching toothbrushes isn't hard. And she was like, exactly, it's hard. So I have to do it. You fucking leave this shit all around and it's hard and you make me do it. And she fucking got me, goddamn shit ass. She got me. We're both lawyers and she got me. She just goes, I rest my case. She might as well said, I fucking rest my case, dude. I used the toothbrush again. Well, you know, it's like, and then I was like, I'm going to go out. This is the kind of guy I am. I'm going to go out and I'm going to get a toothbrush. I'm going to show her the business. I'm going to give her the fucking business. I'm going to go out. I'm going to get fucking 10 toothbrushes. I'm going to say they're all mine. And I'm going to write my fucking name on them. I'm going to band them all together. They're all going to be mine. And you can't have one. You can't have one. And she was going to be, you know, on the defense about it. I knew it was. When I came home, I was going to say, these are my 10 toothbrushes. You can't have one. And I knew she was going to be like, okay, cool, fine. I'll just use mine. It doesn't matter to me. And then I knew the day was going to come where she was going to be like, I can't find my toothbrush. Can I use one of your 10? And I couldn't wait for that day. I couldn't wait for that day because I was going to be like, no, because do you remember? And she was going to be like, well, that's not really what you said. And then I was going to pull up a recording because I was going to record it anyway. And I was going to record the conversation. I'm going to say, what about this conversation that we had? There, you admitted that you weren't going to take one of my 10 toothbrushes. And I had the whole fucking plan. And I went out and I got a coffee and I was going to go to write it afterwards. And I forgot. That's the kind of guy I am. I forgot. So now I still have the fucking toothbrushes in those things. They're both switched around and they're both hers. And I got to brush my teeth with her and I toothbrush. We have a fucking community toothbrush. We're a family and we have fucking 3 toothbrushes, me, Calvin's and hers. And she's used Calvin's too. And we've all used each of our 3 toothbrushes. So that's the kind of, I fucking just, nothing is important and everything is important. That's the thing. Please don't use my toothbrush. It really means something to me. Oh, does it? Yeah. Well, then I'm going to go do that thing. I'm going to go to Rite Aid, get 10 toothbrushes, went and got coffee, forgot to do it, came home. So everything is important and nothing is important. And that's the kind of fucking thing it is. That's the kind of life I live. I'm just a dumb dad. I'm basically that dad in that Glad commercial that comes in, shits on the floor, and everyone's just like, Dad, you just let diarrhea leak down your fucking calves.
Sorry.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ya, I'm loving it. I'm a dad. Come on down to McDonald's. It doesn't matter that you're a dad with a leaky anus. And fucking let diarrhea shit all over your calves and get in your socks. We've got a new quarter pounder for half the price. Come on in. Da 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 ya.
I leaked all over.
Dad, I'm loving it. I could sing, dude.
Hove.
God, I wish Jay-Z did that when he shit. Dude, isn't it so funny to think, you know how you ever have one of those fucking number twos where you're just like, and you can't help it? Dude, everyone's done that. Jay-Z's done it. How funny is that? Jay-Z's been on the toilet literally like this before. In the past fucking few years. Like 40-year-old Jay-Z's literally been on the toilet just like, you know what I mean? Just like couldn't help but just body convulsing with his fucking aim. And he's just like, couldn't, so hard that he's almost throwing up. And that's the dude that was like fucking jumped out like, yeah, who the fuck you with? And he's been on the toilet just like, Rick Ross has been on the toilet just like, you know, just being on the toilet so hard, just in his fucking palace, just with his sword outside of the room. Just like, that's so funny, dude. Everyone's always shit. Everyone's always fucking shit and fell down and tripped too. You know, that's why there's no Batman in real life. That's why there's no Batman. You know that. Because people trip and fall and take shits and diarrheas, and fucking Batman can't do that. That's the only reason why there's no Batman. Not because it's too hard to fucking thwart all of the villains. Because you need to trip and fall and do dookie sometimes. That's why. That wouldn't be the same if it was like a and then Batman just sitting on the toilet. I'll be right there. Joker just running away with all the loot, and Batman just still just half the suit on with the mask off, just still kind of Bruce Wayne, not even Batman yet. I'll be right there. Penguin just gassing everybody, and Batman's just straight up gassing his fucking own. Oh God, they picked the right time. The Scarecrow picked the right time to make the city afraid. Bruce Wayne's kids, Dad. But everybody, kings and queens and fucking presidents alike, everyone's just sat on that toilet just grumping. Just taking a fucking grump. You know, they say as a comedian, like, picture the crowd naked so you don't get nervous. And it's like, dude, everyone's fucking grumped. I'm not talking about shitting. I'm talking about grumping when you're fucking, okay, this is so gross, you know? Whatever. I'm just being so disrespectful looking at my texts right now. Whatever. I do what I want. Dude, I love you guys. I love you guys. And we're a cult, dude. That's it. Period. We are a cult. Make friends in the comments, dude. That's it. Period. We're a fucking cult. And I love it. And dude, how about this? You support me, I fucking support you, dude. I love it. I guess that's it. We started like 5 minutes in, but it's 1:09, so I guess that's it, dude. That's it, right? I had a good time. Sensational. Come join us on Flex Avenue. We play video games. I'm on Red Dead Redemption. It's fun. Patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. It's just been fucking firing on all syllables, really. You know? We've been having a good time. And open the info here under the YouTube video for like merch to get this make friends in the comments shit. We got the, go meet him and sometimes stay out. And, I saw the guy again out there, with that same shirt on. I kind of tried to take a video of it. I don't want to like show his face and shit, but, I do have that. I'm going to show you that the inception of that fucking idea. Wow. I can't believe I'm talking like that. Like I'm fucking Elon Musk. It was a goddamn stupid bit. So anyway, dude, hey guys, that's the end of the episode. If you want to catch the rest of the episode, go on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. And we've got an extra episode a month. We've got other segments, like we do a thing called Review Mode, where it's me doing some extra content. And also there's behind the scenes stuff, and there's merch drops. There's all sorts of stuff that the public not on Patreon gets. But you can sign up today, or you don't have to. You know, you could just enjoy the podcast on YouTube, but you're not getting the full experience. Thanks a lot, guys, and appreciate your support. Congratulations!
The worst slogan ever.